It's time now for Minnesota Reads here on Northland Morning. This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, or NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Francine Sterl, whose book, What Thread, published by Red Dragonfly Press, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the poetry category. Good morning, Francine. How are you today?
Morning, Chris. I'm well. Thank you.
It's a lovely book, and I'm struck immediately by much of the poetry that it explores grief. It seems to explore a loss and a grief, but it's not just acknowledging it. It seems to sort of be working through it. What was your inspiration for this series of poetry?
This is a book about my mother. I was her primary caregiver. She had a major mental illness, and so I was very close with her for many, many years, obviously, as I was kind of being the primary caregiver in her life. And when she died, it was a really profound loss for me, and I was trying to figure out how to find the language to kind of contain that loss, and not only to represent the experience of loss, but also to kind of have it be a more universal, not something that is personalized, but something that is a more universal experience, and to have the reader re-experience what I went through language, so that I would evoke and not just describe that kind of bewildering process of grief, which has no roadmap to it.
No, it really doesn't. And certainly grief and loss is something that everybody experiences in their life. So poems like this can certainly reach and I think be very common ground for most people.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's a universal that no one is spared.
That's very true. What's interesting about this book, too, though, is that it's not just a book containing that kind of poetry. You have different sections in this book that explore other styles of poetry as well, not just your free verse. You've got a style of poetry, and I think I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Is it koan?
Koans, yes. Well, the book really does kind of all go together. The figure that I use throughout is the kind of the classical labyrinth. And you see references to that throughout the book. Mm-hmm. And then that section of the koans and the one that follows it, which is kind of an elaboration of that philosophy, was a way to emphasize that in order to get through grief, we really have to change our perceptions at a very profound level, I think, mm-hmm. in order to move forward.
Tell us a little bit about what koan is for those who don't know.
Well, a koan is a traditional Japanese form. They're used in Buddhist practice, and they're used as a means to disrupt habitual thinking and to challenge your perceptions. And they were used traditionally as an aid to meditation and as a means of gaining some kind of spiritual awakening. And they are always puzzling and often very paradoxical statements.
It is not just a poem itself. It actually is in a form that comes with different segments.
Different segments, yes. That's a very traditional, that each section of the koan is, they have a statement at the beginning, and then they have a kind of a narrative case that happens, and then there are notes that are usually numbered. There's a commentary that tries to sum up what has come before, and then the very last part of it is a small, usually just two or three lines of verse.
Mm. And they're very contemplative, and as I was reading them, I was very challenged to, first of all, understand some of the questions seem to come out of left field from what I thought the commentary above or the pointer was about. And I get these questions
exactly.
That, what in the world? Why would that be? Why are you asking me this now? This has nothing to do with a fox in a field. It has nothing to do with a rainy day. I'm not clear. But then I realized you really do have to be very contemplative. And I can understand, especially with the Zen meditation, that these questions can be considered for a long time before you try to make sense of them.
Well, and I'm not sure that you ever completely make sense of them. I think that's kind of the point of it, that it leads you, that it forces you to switch a kind of a Western style mode of thinking, and to just kind of sit with those questions and allow it all to kind of be mixed up in that cauldron of thought, and to be at peace with paradox and with puzzle.
Would you favor us with a reading of one of the poems from this book, please?
Sure. I will read from the first poem in the second section. Now Begins is the title of it. Now begins an impossible journey. Now a meandering line appears, now disappears. Something unravels, something inside, something missing. This morning, watching a streak-backed bird land in brackish water, for the first time I saw before me what cannot be measured in miles. Again, the absence, again, the round wind, again, the circling. Across a gray plain of sky, from restless clouds, a long-awaited rain. The world is full of signs, the day's disorder, a thousand times repeated. A thread on the ground, a vine-choked garland, a garland of games. But there's a barrier and a little bruise to the land where I have thrown myself down.
The poem Now Begins by Francine Sterl from What Thread. Congratulations, by the way, on the nomination. That's a wonderful honor.
Thank you very much. Very pleased to receive it.
Are you continuing to write, I hope?
I am. Yep. This was my fourth book, so I just keep plugging away, and I still don't have any kind of form for the next thing that I'm moving to. I'm still kind of in that exploratory phase, but hopefully that will come in time.
Wonderful. We look forward to seeing the next one. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Francine Sterl, she's the author of a book of poetry called What Thread, her fourth book, published by Red Dragonfly Press and the recipient of a nomination for the Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards this year in the poetry category. All this summer, we'll be bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, by NEMBA award-winning authors and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.